Time to have a chat with Stephen Brown, commercial lawyer and principal of Lynn and Brown Lawyers. Thank you so much for your time, Stephen. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Jared. Hello, listeners.
There's a really interesting case with the defamation ruling with social media in Australia handed down about a month or so ago. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, it's very interesting, Jared, and it's really interesting to see how it'll play out too. So we know this case has been making its way from the New South Wales Supreme Court through to then the Court of Appeal in New South Wales and now the High Court, and it was a decision relating to contents that was put on several media outlets in relation to Dylan Boller when he was detained in the Dondale Detention Centre and the mistreatment that he received there. Now, the articles that these media outlets ran in themselves were not in any way defamatory, but what we saw happen is people got on there and made comments to these articles as they can on Facebook where these articles were being run. And the comments that were made are being seen as potentially defamatory. And even though these media outlets didn't make the comments themselves, they were made by third parties. The media outlets are now being sued, and what the High Court has now found is that with those media outlets that are the publishers of those comments by third parties and therefore potentially liable for the defamatory comment contents. So what we're seeing now is international news outlets such as CNN have now blocked Australians from being able to access their Facebook page. So what is really interesting is it's likely, and it is in several other ways that we might discuss in a sec, is it's changing the face of Facebook in Australia, and it's creating a lot of concern, not just for media outlets, because the way in which the decision has been made, it's not specific to things that are being published on social media by a media outlet. It could relate to individual companies that we see use social media a lot to promote themselves. It could be community groups that provide information about what's going on in your community and matters of interest to a local community. It could be individuals posting something that if they have comments available to be made. So Facebook now, subsequent to the what occurred in the Dylan Boller situation, because at that time you couldn't do it on Facebook, but now you can completely block comments being able to be made to a post you put on Facebook. And what we're seeing is this is starting to happen. So the Tasmanian Premier, ACT Chief Minister, both on their Facebook sites blocked comments being able to be made. We're seeing local councils, government departments, community groups being caught up in this issue.
It's almost taken the social out of social media, nearly.
Yeah, exactly. That, I mean, particularly for the community sites, how people interact. And, you know, with all the lockdowns going across Australia and people not going out, being able to go out into their community and meet with people, we're becoming even more focused on digital communication.
And I mean, it's not too bad for the media organisations having some maybe legal advice that, you know, they can their employees can call upon and go, should we delete that or should we put ban on comments from this topic? But it's a little different when you're dealing with a lot of those community groups which are just ran by mum and dads and members of the community that might not have much of a scope in knowledge of defamation law.
Exactly, Jared. And that was one of the things in the initial decision in the New South Wales Supreme Court. There was evidence led in regard to what it would cost these media outlets to employ someone to look at all the comments that are being made. And it was also highly relevant that these media outlets were making a lot of money from posting on social media, so they drive their content through there, and a significant part of the traffic that comes to their website comes from them clicking through an article that is posted on Facebook or another social media outlet. And then because of those number of clicks, they use that to generate revenue from advertising. Very different landscape therein than your local community groups that, you know, are running a sporting club or something of that nature that just don't have that financial capacity to have someone constantly looking at comments being made to social media posts.
Very interesting. Stephen, thank you so much for your time. Fascinating chat. Thank you.
Thank you, Jared.